For some homeowners having trouble making mortgage payments, help could be on the way. The Obama administration plans to announce several major new initiatives to help borrowers who are unemployed or who are underwater on the mortgage. For more on this, we're joined by Washington Post reporter Renee Merle. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And first, what is the White House plan and which homeowners would it help?
Well, there are really several different initiatives covered under this plan, but there are two major things they're trying to address. One, that a lot of homeowners who are unemployed, they make up a growing number of the people who are in trouble on their mortgage, have not been able to qualify for mortgage relief plans so far because they have little or no income. So under this plan, lenders will be required, if they are part of the Making Home Affordable program, the Federal Foreclosure Prevention Program, to give borrower's forbearance. Basically, the borrower would have their mortgage payments slashed to 31% or less of their income or stopped for a period of 3 to 6 months.
That's if they're unemployed.
That's if they're unemployed.
Now, what if they're working but they're underwater, the house is now worth less than what they owe on the mortgage?
Then there are several different initiatives that they're rolling out to address that. One, if you're underwater on your mortgage, but you're current, you're still making all your mortgage payments, you may be able to refinance into a loan backed by the FHA. Under this program, the lender would, or the investor would, cut the principal owed by the homeowner by at least 10%. So you would get a principal reduction and you would be refinanced into a new loan. Hopefully you would get a lower interest rate and your mortgage balance would be closer to the true value of your home.
Now, for this to really help people, it would have to take effect very soon, I should think.
It would have to take, well, it's going to actually take a little bit of time to get this all implemented. This is going to be very complicated for the industry to implement. They're going to have to change their computer systems, do some training, and just really, it's going to take some time for them to completely understand all of this. So I don't expect the program to be all fully up and ready until the fall.
And can the administration, can the government tell the lenders to do this?
That's a little unclear to me. Most of the program is actually voluntary, and the way the administration is trying to get the lenders to do this is they're increasing the payouts, the incentive payments that lenders will be eligible for if they do it. So, for example, under one scenario, if a borrower who's delinquent and in trouble in their mortgage and they're underwater, the administration will pay the lender if they cut a portion of the borrower's principal. They'll get some kind of payout, maybe 10 cents on the dollar or 20 cents on the dollar for whatever they reduce the principal balance.
And you're expecting the White House to roll out this proposal tomorrow?
Yes, it's scheduled to be rolled out by the White House tomorrow. And there obviously this has a lot of different moving parts, so the Department of the Treasury and Department of HUD will all be involved.
Okay, thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
That's Renee Merle, reporter for The Washington Post.